Okay, folks, so we're just about to go in the water. What we're going to do is we're going to head out. There's a couple of things I need to tell you about. First of all, there's a jib, and it's a rolling furlough. So this little white line here is on a jammer, and we've got a continuous blue rope, which is the jib sheets. And if we pull them, that's going to pull out the jib itself. So what we need to do is, when asked to pull the jib out, just pull that blue line, and it'll all come out, and that will start us moving and getting underway. Okay, good to go?
I'm good to go, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm
all right.
Slightly baffled by all the sailing lingo, but I'm sure I'll learn it as we go along. So what sort of craft are we in at the moment?
We're in a Dart 16. It's a catamaran made by Laser. It's a plastic-hulled, twin-hulled boat with a net mesh in between. It's approximately 20-foot mast, pretty big sail for a dinghy, and it's an ideal boat to learn twin-hulling in.
I mean, these can go pretty fast, though, can't they?
Absolutely. I mean, these can be quite quick. I mean, you can probably get maybe 12 knots out of these if you're pushing it, which doesn't sound much, but actually when you're on the water, it can be a nice, good, fun experience.
And they look good as well, though, I always think.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. You know, when they're whizzing along, especially in a good bit of wind, when you're up on one hull and you're out in a trapeze, you know, it definitely makes you feel quite good.
And what a spot. I mean, a lovely little bay, mountains over there, you've got the beautiful sort of like deep green fields and gorse above logs. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's a lovely environment. It's probably some of the best sailing areas in the world, in my opinion. Not just for dinghy sailing, but for yachts and going further afield. I mean, you've got the Kyles of Bute round the island of Bute there, going round to Tarbert and going up to Roo and things like that. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. Okay, ladies, just let your main sheet out a little bit. It's a little bit tight. Just loosen it off just a wee bit.
So we're being followed now by a group of girls. They're from St George's School in Edinburgh. How long have they been here then?
Well, they've been here since Monday, so this is now Wednesday, so 2.5 days. What they're doing is they're doing a 2.5 day block, and then there's another group from St George's coming in for the remainder of the week.
And what's the benefit overall for kids doing a course like this?
Well, I think it's of great benefit, and being able to do this is something out with their norm, if you like. Some kids don't ever get a chance to do this sort of activity, so being able to come here for a couple of days and try something new, like windsurfing or kayaking or whatever it is definitely a good boost to their ego, you know, and confidence, and hopefully that they'll realise that there's more to sport than just running and stuff like that, so there's other sports out there. And, you know, if we get one or three or four out of every couple that come along that really wants to go back and do some more water sports, then it's a win-win, really, isn't it?
Are you still recording?
I'm still recording. How are you getting on over there? You're not going to ram us or anything? Oh, we've been rammed. Raiders. So what have you been doing the last couple of days here?
We went cycling, kayaking, windsurfing, windsailing.
And I presume you've had some dinghy instruction, because you seem to be doing pretty well. No instructor, creamy along there, good speed.
Professional.
How have you been finding it? You pick it up quite quickly.
Yeah.
What's the sort of fun part for you doing something like this? Is it just getting out of the normal classes, or, you know, you really enjoy the water sports? I mean, what is it?
Water sports are really fun, but they're cool.
And subjects are boring, so it's best.
It's just a nice break from all the academic side, I guess.
Yeah.
Favourite part from the last few days?
I like sailing.
Sailing and windsurfing. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, we'll let you get on. You go off. We'll race here, okay? I'm steering. You've got nothing to worry about. How close to the wind do these catamarans sail?
Well, they're actually not as close as some of the dinghies. They actually prefer to go a little bit wider to get a bit more speed. But what we do is we do a zigzag thing, and that's called tacking. So we zigzag up at 10 o'clock, and then we turn to 2 o'clock, and we zigzag up again. And that's how we get closer to the wind.
Ready about?
Ready.
Lee ho.
Lee ho, that's it. Well done. And we're turning now, right through. We're almost through the wind. Keep going, keep pushing, keep through. Keep pushing, that's it, well done. That's it, the sail wants to come over, so you might just have to change your hands over to the other side. A little bit more energetic now.
So this is great. We've turned round and heading back towards the island now, and we really picked up some speed. I've got the hull that I'm sitting on, so starting to lift out of the water a little bit. Great feeling. So tacking is when the bow of the boat goes across the path of the wind direction. When the wind comes across the stern, what do they call that? Because that can, if you don't do that right, that's when you can get problems.
Well, some of the girls are just demonstrating that right now, and that's called a jibe. And it can be a little bit more energetic in terms of its turning, because the rope just wants to whiz across. And in light winds like that, you can get away with being nice and gentle. But when it is quite windy, you've really got to watch yourself.
Ready when
you are.
Jibe.
And this is going to come across a little bit quicker this time.
Okay.
You feel it come across. One, two, three, there we go. So there you go.
I just jibed.